weekend.
Another chapter in the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken is one adjunct of our conversation. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is another connection to reality, how we may help and serve you better. Phil is known around the country and around the world as the supermarket guru because he is extraordinarily present. You can see him all the time on The View. He's on The Today Show. He's on Good Morning America. And he's produced these shows for PBS called, well, it's Food Sense, Phil's Food Sense. A lot of, I guess the first one was breakfast. Then there's going to be one for lunch and another one for dinner. Phil, as you probably can tell by me using the third tense instead of the first tense, is not anywhere where he can get to some vehicle that would get him on the air. Phil, as the expert that he is called upon to speak probably 3-4 times a week. He's on a plane going somewhere to speak to groups and to present the issue or issues of the moment when it comes to what's going on in the grocery store and shopping. One of the issues this week is this discussion about apple juice that started with Dr. Oz. Many of you have been following that, hearing it. I'd be curious to know from you at 800-510-8255. That's our line here, 800-510-TALK, whether or not you read the label on apple juice. Are you a juice drinker in general, apple or orange or cranberry or blueberry or whatever? Grape juice is supposed to be really good for you. Do you look at the label to see where it comes from? Do you use concentrated juices because they're less expensive? And do you know in using a concentrated juice that you're not getting the nutritional value that you get by drinking the whole juice that is in its original form? Lemonade. I remember as a kid, used to go through a quart of that stuff a day. You get out the frozen concentrate, put it in the pitcher, fill it with water, stir it up, put some ice cubes in it. Yum. Tasted good, but it was of very little nutritional value. Not that we worried much about that before, but I think more of us are concerned now with the locavore movement in terms of buying your food, getting an understanding where it comes from, if you can see where it's being grown or produced in the case of milk, that's swell. If not, what's the deal? You are looking at the labels and saying, apple juice from Colombia. Why do you want to drink apple juice that comes from Colombia? Why would you do that? Well, it's cheaper, okay, but do you know what's in it? Whether Oz is right or not about arsenic being in apple juice, there are plenty of other reasons, including some of the inspection procedures or lack thereof, that are involved in the foods, drinks, whatever comes from offshore. So read the label. The other thing about juices is a lot of times there's extra sugar added. We had a conversation earlier today on the program. If you were listening to our conversation, Dr. Ken and I were talking about sodas again, pop, tonic, whatever you call it, where you are from. We had a caller who was a truck driver that delivers these bottles of Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola and Dr. Pepper and all the other carbonated things that are loaded with sugar. Every glass of that stuff has 12 spoonfuls of sugar in it. And a lot of these juices, even if they aren't carbonated, they are artificially, especially if they come from concentrate, artificially flavored with sugar. Look at the label. It'll tell you either it's got sugar in it, or it's got that doggone high fructose corn syrup. And by the way, in putting together some of the things for the program today, I noticed that the FDA, as much as I don't like them, has warned this week about the term corn sugar because the industry is trying to make over what scientists have linked to health problems. High fructose corn syrup is dangerous, but because it's cheap. Now, here's the irony in all of this. The stuff is cheap because you and I subsidize the growing of corn through the United States Department of Agriculture, the various programs, the Farm Bill that's now before the legislature, a $349 billion boondoggle, complete waste of most of the money. Because the people that get the money, the big agribusinesses, don't need it in the first place. But because the incentive from government subsidies to grow things like corn, or what happens with the corn when it's being grown, there are subsidies that go to companies that produce this stuff, making it extraordinarily cheap. So that's why it's used as much as it is, because it's cheap. So now the people who have high fructose corn syrup in their array of things that they're selling, Cargill among them, and Dow, all the big agribusiness, ADM, they are trying to get the name changed. And this is from the Corn Refiners Association of America, the CRAA. Maybe we can put a P on the end of that. Anyway, they want to use corn sugar as an alternative name for high fructose corn syrup. It's a sweetener used in most sodas and most packaged foods. Again, read the label. If Phil were here, he would tell you, read the label. And so this, and by the way, it's added sometimes to these juices as well. Read the label. It could take another year before the FDA rules on this request that was made to change it from high fructose corn syrup. You know all of the things that have been said, the television stories, the radio stories, the newspaper articles, news magazines writing about this stuff. A lot of the ads have already been changed so that the folks that are selling this stuff are calling it corn sugar. As a matter of fact, there are a couple of new websites. Sweet. I love this. Again, I wish that Phil were here to work on this one with me. SweetSurprise.com. Yeah, it is a sweet surprise. Or CornSugar.com. Two of the labels two of the stories about the labels that need to be read. If you don't read the label, you're going to get a sweet surprise. 800-510-8255. Nathan, you don't read labels? Why?
Well, I just go and shop at Smith's or Albertson's, and I just pick up grape juice or cranberry juice, my favorite.
Yeah. So why don't you look at the label? What do you have against looking at the label to make sure you're spending your money wisely and getting a food or a product that's good for you? Why wouldn't you spend a couple extra minutes and do that?
Well, number one is I have a baby, a 3-year-old baby that screams and cries. That's one of the distractions.
Yeah, well, but that's probably not the smartest thing, especially if you're trying to raise the baby in a healthful way. It's not the best or smartest approach. Would you agree?
Correct. You're very correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. I just answered. You answered your own question. 800-510-8255. Do you look at the labels? And what did you think when you saw that there was, as Oz pointed out, there was arsenic? I mean, many of you, whether he's right or wrong, a lot of people think he's wrong because he didn't really do the survey or he didn't do the research properly. But putting that aside and putting him aside, because he's not the story, the story is arsenic in juices. And there's organic arsenic, and there's inorganic arsenic. And you're just hearing that arsenic is in juices, some juices, doesn't that make you want to sort of step back and think, eh? And it comes from, by the way, in most circumstances, the reason there's arsenic in the juices is because the spray that's used, in order for the spray to stay on the apples or the pears or the peaches or the plums or whatever is being sprayed, they need chemically a coefficient in this material that bonds it to the apple or whatever. And so that stays, that's what's on the skin. If you don't wash off the apple appropriately, you could be eating arsenic. That's one of the reasons you got to wash the apple off when you get it, whether you get it at the orchard, which is a great thing for you to be doing this time of year, a wonderful time to go out to places. There are a lot of them where I am in New England where they're just loaded. I went by an apple or an orchard. There's all kinds of things, but most people like to pick their own apples. This was a pick-your-own place. It was last Saturday afternoon. As a farm about 40 miles from me, I happen to be in that area, and I stopped to visit a guy who runs this farm. There were 400 families walking around this farm picking apples and peaches and pears and plums, and having a great time doing it. It's a beautiful afternoon. So there are hundreds of people there. Have you done that where you are? Is it maybe something you might want to think about doing this weekend? Because there's no better way to get the stuff that really is good for you. But remember, no matter where you get it, you need to prepare it properly. And one of the things, simplest and easiest when it comes to apples and other fruits, make sure you wipe it off, wash it off, because the arsenic is there on the outside. And there are some people who maintain that it could seep through the skin of the various things, the produce. And maybe it does. It takes a lot of it. It's an inert thing, so a lot of it before you get hurt. You wouldn't want to do that anyway if you could make a choice. And so what happens when they press these apples in these various places, if they haven't cleaned the apple, then the arsenic that's on the skin is going to get into the juice. And that's the whole problem. Find out where it comes from. Get local apple juice, local apple cider. You can be sure it's been pressed and prepared in the last month or so, because this is the time of the year when the apples are in season, and it'll be great through certainly the end of the year. So even though Oz is being berated by many, I think that he did a service to get the discussion about labels, the content of juices. And by the way, this is the same for blueberry juice, whether it's pear juice, whether it's cranberry juice, whether it's I'm not sure it applies to orange juice. But at any rate, these are things that you ought to know. So the discussion that has come from his lack of being able to do all the research has been very healthy, I think, for the overall understanding of what the issue is. Okay? 800-510-8255. More on the items of the day from the food department. I'm going to tell you what happened when I Googled grocery in a few moments. First, though, let me spend a minute talking to you about something that has been in the news this week as well. Medical studies about testosterone and what happens hormonally to men who become fathers. Your testosterone levels drop after you become a parent. And if you have two children, drops more, three children. For every child, your testosterone level, gentlemen, goes down. And if you would like to replace it, because it really is it's advantageous to have a good level, strong level of testosterone for all the right reasons. You have more energy. You're a better lover. You keep yourself. I mean, it's actually something that contributes to your happiness quotient. Call now for a risk-free trial of a product called Ageless Male. You're hearing these ads everywhere. I hear every time I turn the radio on, I hear an ad for this product because it works. It's a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone levels by 61%. Again, it's called Ageless Male. Sort of tells the story, doesn't it? Here's how you get a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. 800-864-4031. That's the phone number. Why wait? Call them now. People are there to take your call at 800-864-4031. If you've noticed a difference, it may be because you have a number of children. It doesn't make a difference. It's not blame. This is just sort of responding to the studies. Suggest to your husband, if this is his problem and you're the spouse, this may be a good thing. Or just why don't you on your own call 800-864-4031 and order Ageless Male. Risk-free trial. Don't wait. 800-864-4031.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgranger.com or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
800-510-8255. Phil Leppert, unfortunately not here. Duggar is, though.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapon safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
DougStefan.com, the queen of cheap box on the homepage at DougStefan.com, has bargains galore, including specials on various food items, grocery store coupons, something that song is all about and what we spend a lot of our time doing. That's one of the areas of expertise that Phil is wonderful in. Check out his website, supermarketnews.com or supermarketguru.com. We're going to meet a gentleman named Dave Melbourne in a few minutes, who has some interesting stories about one of your favorite foods. That's coming up in a few moments. Meanwhile, John, listening in Macon, Georgia, is next up. Hi, John.
Hey, bud. Thanks for taking my call this morning. I am a huge label proponent. Label-looking proponent, I should add. And I am very aware of high-fructose corn syrup. I appreciate the information about corn sugar. One thing that I would like listeners to be aware of and to do some research on as well is the ingredient aspartame. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And aspartame, I guess that's how we pronounce it in the South.
We all know. But you know, there are a number of these artificial sweeteners that have been proven to be anything but desirable, right?
Exactly. And what is interesting about this particular product ingredient, is it has been linked to the Gulf War syndrome, because once it gets to a certain temperature, I believe it's around 100 degrees Fahrenheit, it becomes a form of methane. And,
what this points out, John, excuse me, is how poorly the FDA, which is one of the worst of the federal, there are a lot of bad federal agencies, but in my opinion, because not only am I connected by doing things like this on the air, but I'm also a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And you see the government, whether it's local, state, national, but here the ogre of the FDA, here they are telling people, well, you got to stay away from this. Like there's nothing healthier for you than raw milk. Yet they want to stop it and ban it. But they'll have aspartame approved to be used on the market. And look at the damage it's doing. You're pointing out something very important here.
Exactly, and you're exactly right about the dairy business. My grandfather used to do that as well, and just to see the battle that's going on in California, it's disheartening.
It just shows you that the country is out of control. The people don't control things anymore. Big business does, and we are not being served. So time for some real serious change. Let's go back to this discussion, though, of sugar substitutes. There are some that are good. Aspartame, not one of them. There are a couple of other things that if you look at, when you go into a restaurant, for example, and they give you this that little cup that has all the different sweeteners in the packet, and you shake it up, and there's some real sugar, maybe raw sugar. I'm talking about brown sugar, not the white refined stuff, because that's horrible for you. Aspartame is horrible. I think, is it stevia? I believe there's a product called Stevia. It's being used now by a lot of people as a sweetener, and as such, it is supposed, at least from all that I have read, a good way to find a healthy substitute that still makes things sweet. So something to keep in mind. I was talking earlier about, just for the heck of it, I Googled grocery and came up with a lot of interesting things, mostly coupons. How do you find and buy things online that are popular products with coupons? And I found that if you go to Grocery and Gourmet, something else that Phil's very good at doing, you'll find all kinds of shopping apps there to help you find the best deals on pretty much anything that you buy in a grocery store. So I thought I'd pass that tip along. 28 after the hour.
Flu season has arrived, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that anyone ages 6 months or older should get a flu shot, including those who were vaccinated last season. This year, there's a new vaccine option designed specifically for people 65 years and older. Fluzone High Dose provides stronger protection to this age group, which is at a greater risk of severe illness from the flu. Says pharmacist Papatya Tankut from CVS Pharmacy,
"We encourage individuals of all ages to protect themselves early with a seasonal flu shot. Seasonal flu can be unpredictable, and even healthy people can get seriously ill from the flu. For best protection, it's important to get a flu shot as early as possible."
Every CVS Pharmacy and MinuteClinic location across the country is administering flu vaccinations every day by immunizing pharmacists, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, including evenings and weekends. No appointment is necessary. For more information, visit cvs.com/flu or call 888-FLU-SHOT.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour, as our focus on food continues, I'm Doug Steffen. Phil Lempert is out of the fold today, but in his stead, I'm trying to bring you into the same region that we do every week, focusing on food and the stores, how to use your food sense, checking out all the information that Phil has on his website, which you can connect to at DougSteffen.com. Phil is prominent in the co-host and the contributor box. Click on that feature. You'll go to SupermarketGuru.com. You can sign up there for Phil's hits and misses, which will be delivered straight to your inbox every week. The things that he tests, approves of or not, still very interesting to get that expertise. And he's the number one when it comes to shopping, food, grocery stores, that whole thing, supermarkets. He's there. One of the things that we are interested in talking about as we talk so much about food, some of the folks that present themselves to us each week in the form of their expertise, there is certainly a lot of attention being paid to varieties of foods. There has been a lot of attention, and appropriate attention, I would say, to tuna. And as you know, if you listen to this program with regularity, one of our fine sponsors is Bumblebee. And Bumblebee has partnered with a U.S. tennis player to promote nutrition and wellness, which seems to make good sense. Dave Melbourne is the Senior Vice President of Marketing for Bumblebee. Welcome to Good Day Weekend, David.
Thanks, Doug. How are you today?
Well, and you?
Doing fine, thanks.
So you've gotten together with a tennis player of note. How is it that this will help people focus on their own wellness?
Well, we really feel that partnerships are a great way to engage with consumers and show the diversity of our product and brand. In the last few years, we started major partnerships through our Be Well for Life program. And Be Well for Life is a signature program for Bumblebee. It's now in its fourth year. And bottom line, it really addresses the whole important issue of energy balance. And that's the food that we're putting into our bodies, but also the physical fitness that's required. And, you know, we're a nation today that's faced with over two-thirds of our population being obese or overweight. There's a huge spike in childhood diabetes. And we basically established the Be Well for Life program as a means to provide consumers with a very simple message. And that's, it's all about simple steps. It's creating very affordable, convenient, healthy food And it's also about getting out there and walking or playing with your kids in the yard, riding a bike or running that marathon. We had started our program with two registered dietitians, or third-party experts, Willow and Stephanie. And if you check out BeWellForLife.com, you can follow, again, their simple steps, giving advice on a variety of different foods that are easy to make and healthy for you and your family. We also partnered with a trainer, a professional trainer, and we have Coach Jen that's currently working with us. She provides the very simple steps for fitness. You know, there are many people that do want to run that marathon or that triathlon, but sure. The majority of us, we work very hard just to take those simple steps every day. And she has provided a lot of guidance and some very common sense ways that people can stay active. We also work with celebrity chef Scott Liebfried. You might know Scott from Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a lot with us over the last few years, 3 to 4 years to be exact, really coming up with some creative, healthy recipes that people can whip up in their kitchen with very simple ingredients, whether it be bumblebee tuna or salmon or other specialty seafood products. Just finding regular ingredients in the grocery store. You don't need to go to the specialty shops. You can really prepare a very fun, creative, delicious meal for your family in a matter of minutes. And new to the program this year, and as you started off this discussion with, is Marty Fish. Marty Fish is the number one ranked U.S. men's tennis player here in the U.S., and Marty's story, quite frankly, is an inspiration. A very strong tennis player for years, obviously. Several years ago, he realized that he had to really focus on his fitness. And in the last few years, he lost about 30 pounds. But it wasn't just about the fitness. It really came down to also his eating habits. And he really is a perfect example of somebody that has done the simple steps. It's about the food into his body. It's about the physical exercise. And honestly, what we love about Marty is he has just shown consumers and everybody else that, you know, even as a professional athlete, it's never easy. And it really comes down to being focused on good food, healthy food, and activity. His story over the last few years, he's now climbed to the number one ranked spot in the U.S. and number 7 in the world. So his story is really just, again, I think an inspiration to many of us.
The Be Well for Life program is what we're talking about. Dave Melbourne from Bumblebee is here. Consumer education is basically what this program is all about. We are here every week. Phil, with his expertise, the television approach, the writing, the columns that he does, all focus on this issue. And I think it's timely that we have this conversation because Bumblebee has tried to and has been pretty successful. If you were listening earlier, you know we were talking about labels and the controversy that came up this week with Dr. Oz and the arsenic and the apple juice and reading labels in general. And so as I'm somebody who hasn't come late to the party. When I was a kid, and I don't know why, but Bumblebee seemed to be around, and I'm not just saying that because you were here, but Bumblebee is the brand that I remember best from my childhood, and then just sort of got away from it for eating tuna fish, and then I've come back to it mostly because, and again, this isn't blowing smoke in your ear, I find because of the way I live, I have two careers. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I eat a lot on the run. And I have found most often, because I'm very focused on my health, very interested in eating well, and I don't eat meat. So I need fish in my system. And the Bumblebee stuff that's around is so easy. You open it up. I mean, I might make a little pasta and throw the Bumblebee tuna on the top of it. And a little bit of butter, or if Phil were here, he'd be telling me not to use the butter. He'd be telling me to use some kind of olive oil.
Olive oil, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, there's a lot of this stuff that is available that's so easy and yet so good for you now. The health benefits, I had Dr. Ken on earlier this morning. He's a heart specialist. And the heart disease, the diabetes, the stroke.
Right.
You know, there's an article today, this weekend, about whether President Obama is depressed. And eating fish especially things like tuna fish, are apparently extraordinarily good for helping to eliminate depression in adults. Well, maybe we better send a can of bumblebee tuna to President Obama.
I'll take care of that this
weekend. Yeah, go ahead. Help yourself.
Doug, you're not the only one. I mean, honestly, we work very closely with consumers. And yes, we're a branded seafood company. We're the North American leader, quite frankly, in branded seafood. And our line is shelf-stable. It's not just tuna. We're salmon, sardines, other specialty seafood products. But the bottom line is the American consumers just are not getting enough seafood in their diet. And whether that be tuna, salmon, or what have you. And you're absolutely right. The health benefits of fish and seafood are just so incredibly important. Everything from being heart smart, stroke, heart health, diabetes, strength for your eyes, your bones. I mean, they're just amazing health benefits with seafood. And I'm sure you're aware this year, the U.S. Dietary Guidelines, new release of the Dietary Guidelines came out, where the government is urging consumers and recommending consumers that they get at least two servings of seafood a week.
Right.
And the reason for that is consumers are not eating seafood. And honestly, what I find in a lot of my work and my travels and talking to people about, you know, their eating and what's important to them, they very similar story to you. They grew up with tuna or other seafood products, but, you know, we've become a very busy nation today. I have a family of four kids. My wife is a saint. She's absolutely amazing, and we had four children in 4 years.
Whoa!
And I have to tell you, it's you, nonstop.
You got to be out of your mind, pal.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe I am, but...
Hey.
But she brings me back to reality all the time.
Good.
But the bottom line is, you know, we're an example of an American family that is constantly on the run, constantly on the go.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you're doing that, you are making some sacrifices. And I think our food and I think our meals really took a back seat.
Yeah.
And we started going through drive-thrus and we started feeding the kids on the go and with things that really weren't all that healthy. And the great thing with tuna, to your point, and salmon and other products for that matter, is that they are quick, they are convenient. And what we're trying to do are bring people back to the table. We're trying to say, you know what, you can, and that's what Be Well for Life really is all about. It's about the simple steps. And we're not saying you can't go through the drive-thru. We're not saying that you can't have that ice cream sundae. We're just saying you can't do that every single day.
Yep.
You know, it's all about energy balance. It's calories in, calories out. Make some healthy choices and incorporate that into your diet. And the big issue, right, that I hear from moms all the time really comes down to, you know, I would love to serve seafood to my kids, but they just don't like it.
Wow.
It tastes fishy. And what, you know, I get a kick out of that because I went through it with my own kids. But it really comes down to introducing it to them at a younger age.
Absolutely.
In a variety of ways. It's not putting a fillet in front of them or, you know, tuna fish sandwich. I mean, and you know what? Tuna doesn't have to be filled with mayo and all those other types of things.
Not at all.
The other side, too. You can add a little balsamic vinegar, some olive oil, some dill. I mean, there are very healthy ways to prepare.
There are a lot of these cooking shows now that focus on, again, taking the simplest of foods, making them taste good, and at the same time understanding how good they are for you. By the way, website that Dave is talking about is bewellforlife.com, B with two E's, B-E-E, well for life, all one word, .com, to sort of get into more of this. I will tell you, what I was suggesting is that I was a tuna fish person now, but I also eat salmon, and I also eat clams, and I was just sort of looking through things here. You didn't mention clams. You have a clam product.
We do. Under Bumblebee, but also under Snows. We're the largest canned clam brand in the country. Instant chopped clams. We also do whole baby clams.
Yeah, I love clams. Maybe being a New Englander, you don't find too much of it if you go around the rest of the country. At least it's any good. I mean, you can go to Popeyes and you can get the shrimp and the clams or whatever if that's what you want to do, not thinking that's going to be too good for you. But to the point you were making about how easy and quick it is, I was sort of making that point earlier on, looking at some of the specialty tunas, especially the tuna medley that you peel off the top of the can and you put it on some lettuce.
The bumblebee sensations, yeah.
Yeah, I did this. I don't often, and I hope I don't sound like a jerk. I don't like to ride in the back of the plane because I don't want to, especially if it's a longer flight. I just don't want to. I like to eat something on the plane, frankly. Normally, if I'm jumping on a plane, I'm hungry. And so what I did do not long ago was I bought some bumblebee at the airport. I bought some bumblebee and put on some crackers. And that worked for me. But you can throw it on some, if you buy some lettuce, you can buy a little, all those little salads and put some bumblebee. I mean, ladies have places to put that stuff. Most men that travel you got a bag with you, you've got a briefcase in them. You throw a couple of cans in it, and I'm not being facetious. I just think it makes good sense, and it's going to be better than whatever, I will say this advisedly, food you can buy on an airplane. Am I right?
Exactly. Yeah. You are absolutely right. And again, I mean, you're hitting the nail on the head here. And that is, it doesn't have to be expensive to eat well. And I think a lot of people feel that
it's cheaper.
It really is, Doug.
Yeah.
And that's what people need to understand. You don't have to spend a lot of money to eat well. Secondly, to eat well doesn't have to be an hour in the kitchen. And it doesn't have to be in your house. It can be on the run.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of healthy products. And you pointed out Bumblebee Sensations, which are flavored tuna products. You don't need anything to mix with it. They're flavored tunas. You take it with you. There's a peelable lid, foil lid, and, you can eat it out of the can. You can add it to a salad. But there are just so many different products out there today that can really serve up that convenience and affordability. And that's, again, I mentioned Scott Liebfried earlier. Scott is just a wonderful partner and friend. And I tell you, that's what he gets so excited about, because he's all about fresh and serving up convenient, affordable meals. And he's a big proponent that people can eat well and not spend a lot of money, and they can do it very quickly. So,
to underscore that point, again, what we were talking about, I made an example. Actually, Phil and I were talking about this, I think, last week or the week before, preparing, and I do a Monday through Friday program, and there's a guy who is a chef that comes on with me on Fridays, and we were talking about this very thing. If you go through the drive in at X burger joint, you're going to spend $4, $5, $6 for something that may taste good but isn't good for you. If you were to prepare a bowl of pasta with some lettuce in it and some bumblebee tuna, you will spend far less than that when you actually do the math for that meal, and it's going to be 10 times better for you than getting something in a bag.
Exactly.
That's the point here. That's really the point. Yeah.
It is. It's easy. It's convenient. It's good for you. And again, I think part of the problem too, I mean, we are our country. It's pretty daunting, right? I mean, you don't know how to eat better. I mean, I think back and growing up, I also grew up back in New England, and I grew up with the importance of family dinners and sitting around the table. It's not even just the food we're eating. It's the whole lifestyle approach. And I mentioned earlier about bringing families back to the table. We're also a founding member of the Healthy Weight Commitment Foundation. I'm not sure if you've heard of that, Doug, but
I don't know that. No,
it's amazing. Some great work is being done. I think many times people hear food companies are not necessarily doing, great things. They're focused on, selling their brands and their products, and that's really not true. I mean, Healthy Weight Commitment Foundation is actually a coalition. I'm a big fan of coalitions because I'm pretty passionate about what I do and what Bumblebee is doing to try to educate, but we're one voice.
Yep.
When we can actually join other people and collectively engage in a dialogue and a discussion to help educate, it just is that much stronger. And the Healthy Weight Commitment Foundation started out with 16 food and beverage companies that came to the table and said, you know what? We as companies can affect long-term change by the products that we're putting into the market. And this group of 16 committed to, within a five-year period, to remove 1.5 trillion calories from the U.S. grocery store supply chain.
Got to be doing that. David, thank you for being here. In the interest of time, we've got to scoot. David Melbourne is the Senior Vice President of Marketing at Bumblebee Foods, with some great food for thought, if you will, here. Phil Leverett, supermarket guru. Doug Steffen, 51 after the hour.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Come we go down, to Kingston Market. Come we go down, down to Kingston Market.
It's 54 minutes after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Weekend program. Normally in this hour, Phil Lempert is here, the food master, the marketer, the supermarket guru. Check out his website if you're confused by a lot of things that are around now. And there are a lot of advertising claims that are made that maybe you might want to check out. Phil goes through any number of products, three or four a day, and gives you hits and misses in those categories on his website. You can check that out. I actually can have it delivered to you by going and signing up at supermarketguru.com. There, as I said, there are a lot of things that are confusing. As you are aging, a lot of people want to eat things that are claimed to be good. This big anti-aging movement that you hear so much about. You know what the number one, you'd be surprised, maybe some of you would be surprised to hear this. The number one thing that is touted by people who are in the anti-aging business, the key to good health is to drink tea. Tea. And as you think about tea and all of the various, I wasn't really thinking about this until this week. I was in Chicago, and I happened to be in a meeting with some folks at a restaurant, and we had some tea and the selections of tea. This guy opens up this box, and there are like dozens of different teas. Who would have thought, you know, how many teas have been around for thousands of years, right? And don't most of us think that it came from China? I don't know whether it did or it didn't, but I knew there it's depending on what you put into the tea for additives. That's going back to a conversation we had earlier about the whether it's stevia or aspartame or regular raw sugar. What's the best thing to put into products like tea that normally has a bitter sort of almost, if you're having real tea, if you get the tea and you put it in one of those what do they call those things that squeeze together? They're like a kitchen utensil. You put the tea actually in there. What is it called, Michael? A presser? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I usually put the tea bag in, but somebody gave me some tea this week that had a, it was in the presser, and you stuck that into the water, the hot water, and it was probably, at least in my recollection, the most pure tea, because like everything else, the tea that you get from the commercial tea companies has been ground up and it's been prepared, put in bags, and there have been things added to it so it'll have a better taste. Well, real tea, no matter what kind of tea, green tea, orange tea, black tea, blue tea, is bitter and acidic by nature. So if it is as good for us as it is claimed to be, especially trying to ward off as we get older, we all of us want to stay younger, so we're drinking tea. And yet the tea you're drinking, according to the Tea Council of the USA, it this is National Hot Tea Month, I guess. And so, what do you think they have it in wintertime? Maybe it's a precursor to wintertime. Anyway, the things that are the variety that presents itself and whether or not it's good for your health depends on what you are drinking, the blends that you have and how you get it. Like people say cooking in olive oil. Well, there are different kinds of olive oils. There's a different kind of almost anything. And you know as well as I do that stuff gets marketed. Somebody will say this broad category is good. So then you get hit with ads for this, that, and the other thing that may not be specifically what actually is good for you. And I say that advisedly because a lot of women especially have their bodies, their health has been tracked over the past 7 or 8 years, according to the study that I'm looking at right now. Women who have used a lot of tea and have used the pure teas, their health, in fact, does seem to be, it does seem to be affected by drinking these teas. It's if you add lots of sugar and other things. That's what I do. If I drink tea, I don't like the bitter taste. So I put in usually raw sugar if I can find it. And that does change the context, the chemical makeup of it. Is it still good for you? Yes. Is it a cancer preventative? Apparently, it has merit there. But it's like anything else. It's what you are actually drinking and or ingesting and what you mix with it. So some food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun, from the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.